Yeah, both say. We have a lot of Torah to learn this semester. We're beginning with the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, which talks about the Lamed Tes Melachos. And the Mishnah tells me that there are 39 Melachos. They are Choresh and Zoreya and Kloitzer, Ma'amer, etc. These are all of the Avos Melachos, etc. And that's Beferish in the Mishnah. Now the thing is that we don't know from the Mishnah what exactly is an Av Malacha and what is a Tolda, and what makes something an Av, what makes something a Tolda. The fact is that the Gemara beginning above a Kama also has Avos and Toldos by Nezakin, and the Gemara has a discussion, the fact that we talk about Avos that implies that there's Toldos, right? You're not a father until you have children. That seems to be the halacha. So Avos implies Toldos. So what makes something an Av and what makes something a Tolda? How do you know that there are Avos? How do you know that there are Toldos? Now, the two sugyas of Avos and Toldos that we have in Shas, the two basic sugyas, so the beginning above a comma and our Gemara in Shabbos, there are also other locations of Avos and Toldos at the beginning of Maseches Shavuos. The Gemara has a little bit about Avos and Toldos. What's interesting, though, is that in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Memtes, the Gemara has a discussion about how do you know that there's 39 Melachos. By Nezakin, the Gemara never has a discussion how you know that there are four Avos Nezikin. Apparently, the fact that there are four Avos Nezikin is that we just sit down and we categorize what are the basic categories of Nezik. Right, and we try to put them together, and that's why there's a machlokes: is it 4? Is it 13? Is it 24? Right, that's the beginning of Maseches Bava Kamma. Everyone agrees, though, that there are 39 avos by Shabbos. The shaila is, however, how do I know that there are 39 avos by Shabbos? The Gemara also is going to have later on a pasuk that teaches me that you're chayiv on toldos, something that is not true by Nezakin. So by Shabbos, I have psukim that teaches me that there are avos and that there are 39 avos. By Nezakin, you don't have such a thing. The Gemara in Shabbos also has, like on Daf Ayin, the Gemara has psukim that tell me that you're chayiv on toldos, something that does not exist in Nezakin. So how do I deal with all of this? How do I understand these Gemaras? So let's just take a step back, and we'll look at the Gemara in Daf Memtes, which is the source in Shas that there are 39 others. And the Gemara at first wants to learn that I learned from the 39 times in the Torah that it says Malacha. And the Gemara has a question. If you learn from the 39 times it's over, it says Malacha. So we have a question, which do I include the Pasuk by Yosef HaTzadik of Ayovo Habayis Alasos Malachto? Or do I not include the Pasuk by Yosef HaTzadik and I include the Pasuk Vahamalacha HaYisadayim? There's a Machlaikas within the Man the Amar that we're learning from Malacha. Which things I include? Do I include the pasuk by Yosef, or do I have the pasuk for Hamalacha Haysadayim? The Gemara also has another opinion that we learn Melachos based on just what happened in the Mishkan. No, those activities that were done in the Mishkan are called the Melachos. We know 39 because apparently there were 39 things that were done in the Mishkan. That would be the pashtus. The pashtus would be that there's a machlokas on daf memtes. How do you know 39? Do I know 39 because I count the number of times in the Torah it says malacha? Or do I know 39 because I count the activities that were done in the Mishkan? The pashtus is, and Taisus kind of begins in this direction, and many Rishonim conclude this way also, that there's no real machlokes over here. Because everyone holds that you have to learn from the Mishkan. It's not shayach that anyone is going to say that you don't learn from the Mishkan. Of course, an Av is from the Mishkan. In fact, that Gemara that we know that the being above a Kama, right, the Gemara, and it appears here in Shabbos on Daf Sadi Vav, the Gemara says, Hachta avoy b'mishkan chashiva karlei av. Hachta lo avoy b'mishkan chashiva, right, is not an av. Right, so something that was in the Mishkan is called an av. So the pashtus is, Taisus, that we have to be learning from the Mishkan. The machlokes is kind of, you know, how do you know 39? Do we just count the stuff that was done in the Mishkan, or do I have 39 times that says malacha? But the pashtus zotosis, tosis begins, his hanocha is that there is no machlokes between these two opinions. But then Tosfos goes a step back, and Tosfos says, well, one second, when I read the Gemara, you get an impression that there is a machlokes, because the Gemara Memtes says, Tana Kimanda Amar, that we learn from the Mishkan, because Heim He'elu Krushim, right? Ba'atem Lo Ta'alu. Heim, whatever they did, you don't do, right? It's like the worst possible education that you could give your kids, right? Anything I do, don't do it. But that's, and that seems to be what the Gemara is saying. You get an impression, Zaktaisvis, Acharei Kechlos Hakol, that there really is a machlokas as to how you know, as to how you know 39. So let's go back. Let's go back. So if I have two possibilities in Shas, how I know 39 malachos. What is an av malacha? Well, there are 39 of them. How do you know 39? Either we learn from the amount of times in the Torah it says the word malacha, or I learn from the activities that were done in the Mishkan, and somehow I make a calculation, and I say 1, 2, 3, 4, I count it up, I get up to 39. The Gemara does not say what I would argue is the most pashut possibility, which is that I learn from the psukim. Let's go slowly. In Bava Kama, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi writes that the ones which are written in the Torah are called avos. No? One could have argued that I have a few psukim in the Torah about malachos. I have the pasuk that says, Bechor Reshubah Kotzir Tishbos. That's Shmos Perek Lamed Daled. I have a pasuk, Lo Tevaru Esh B'chol Moshvay Seichem B'yem HaShabbos. I have a pasuk, Al Yetzi Ish Mim Komo. Right? I have a few psukim, right? I have a few psukim that seem to refer to malachos. The fascinating thing, and this is just something, again, if you want to know the way I think, so the fascinating thing is, unlike by Nezakin, where the hanacha chitzona is, that the things which are in the pasuk are called avos, by Shabbos, the things that are in the pasuk might not be an av at all. B'chor Shabbat Kotzer Tishbos, right, according to one of the Tanayim, refers to the din of Tosefa Shvius, right? And the Pasuk of Lo Tivara Ish B'chol Moshe Masech Miyam HaShabbos, Havara might be L'lav Yatzasa, not L'chalik Yatzasa, right? And the Pasuk of Al Yetze Ish M'mkom Mavayim HaShvi'i might be talking about Tchumen, not about Hotza'a. So it's Mamish Punkt Vakeret from logic, right? I would have thought that stuff vashtet in pasuk is an av, and vashtet nisht in pasuk is a tolda. right? And that's what I would say. And I'd say maybe there's like four avos melachos by Shabbos, no? Hotza'ah and Charisha and Ketzira and Havara, right? Those are the ones I have in the Pasuk. But apparently no one says that. And Adrabba, the ones that are said in the Pasuk are gufa, subject to a machlokas, right? Whether they are really an av, which is really interesting. I don't know what to do with that. It's just something to kind of hold, inhale on, enjoy. I don't know. That's one comment. But let's go back to the Gemara, gentlemen. How many times in the Torah does it say melacha? 40. That's what our Gemara says, right? 60. And we have a question. No. What? 61.
64, no?
65. Right? Again, so 40 is what our Gemara says. And there's a question, do I include Yosef HaTzadik, Vayeva Baisalasos Melachto? Or do I include Hamalochai Sadayim, etc.? The problem is the Rabbeinu Chananel, and this Rabbeinu Chananel is also found in the Ra'avon. They all quoted from a Yerushalmi. They say there's 61. In the Yafei Einayim, in the back of the Gemara, he says, I looked in the Concordance, right, which is basically the poor man's version or the ancient version of the Bar Ilan, and you look in the Concordance and you get 65 times it has the word malacha. So this is really a mystery. Really a mystery. How do you get...
Mom's house in Chicago, we have an original Mandelkern with translations in Latin. It was published in like 1890s or something.
Oh, okay. That's an original Concordance in Latin. That's already... But they also have like 65 times it says malacha, even in Latin, no? You're not sure. You're a mutinady.
I haven't checked.
You haven't checked. Okay. Well, I trust that you're saying that there's 65, but the Rishonim over here assume that there's 61. So the Rabbeinu Chananel is bothered by this kasha. How do you get from 61 to 40? Let's assume it's 61. So he quotes, well, we don't quote the times it says Malach and Parsha Spiracious. No, by Chalo, Kim by Yemeshvi, Malachta, Yasher Asa, that one is not included. All the times it says in Bereshis are not included. And we don't include, how does Rabbeinu Chananel say it? We don't include the time when the Torah says Melechas Avoda, because that's like a special halacha by Yontiv. And I don't include, there are 13 others that I don't include, basically because it says HaMelecha, something like that. It doesn't say Melecha. The Rabbeinu Chananel wheedles 61 down to 39, down to 40. That's what he does. The Rishonim all are mitzatet the Rabbeinu Chananel, but in some of the Rishonim, there is a slightly different text than in other Rishonim. If you look in the Ritva, and you look in the Ramban with the notes of Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer, Rabbi Isser Zalman was the Rosh Hashiva in Eitz Chaim, in Yerushalayim. He was the father-in-law of Rabbi Aaron Kotler, no? So Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer, in his notes on the Ramban, there used to be like a two-volume Ramban that everybody had, and there are footnotes on the bottom from Rabbi Isser Zalman. So Rabbi Isser Zalman, in his footnotes on the bottom of the Ramban, he comments that we don't include those three in Bereshis because the Torah writes B'divar Hashem Shamayim Na'asu. Meaning, the word Malacha in Parshas Bereshis isn't really Malacha, it's really Dibor. And apparently, and the Ritva says this over here also, the Feirish and the Ritva, the godless of Isser Zalman is that in his emendations on the Ramban, often he's mechavein to what other Rishonim say beferish. I don't think he had the Ritva, but the Ritva writes beferish. We don't include those three in Parshas Bereishis because b'devar Hashem shamayim na'asu, meaning dibor is not malacha. Just last night, I decided to read the Hakdama, I was trying to look for something new to say on the Lamed Tes Melachos, and what makes something an Av, what makes something a Toldah. So last night I pulled off the shelf, I got this in third grade, on my Siyum on Chumash Bereshis. Rabbi Kolkol was my third grade Rebbe, and he gave him the Sefer Zichru Toras Moshe, which is the Chaya Adam had a son named Moshe who was Nifter when he was young. And the Chaya Adam, after son was Nifter, published two Sfarim, Le'ilui Nishmas, his son. One is called Matzeves Moshe, about how to do a Tahara on a person. And the other Sefer is called the Zichru Toras Moshe, which are Malachos on Shabbos. And the Chaya Adam writes in the Hakdama over there that I wrote this sefer when my son was a little boy because, like, I figured it's important to teach children the halachas. So everyone should take the sefer and teach their children the halachas of Shabbos. It's the whole sefer is like 50 pages. The Zichru Toras Moshe on Shabbos. So in the Zichru Toras Moshe and the Hakdama over there, they publish a piece from the sefer Maver Yabok, which is like a Kabbalah sefer that people use, like in Inyanei Avelos. And the Maver Yabok speaks about the importance of Dibur on Shabbos in the sense of don't speak unnecessarily. The Yerushalmi quotes, don't speak too much on Shabbos, right? That the Pasuk in Isaiah, Vidaber Davar, means don't speak too much on Shabbos. And you shouldn't speak business stuff on Shabbos. There's a lot of halachas of Dibur on Shabbos. And they quote that Dibur is the Ikar Yisrael of Shabbos, because when the Ribbono Shel Olam does Malacha, he did Malacha B'Devar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, Ba'asar Ma'amores Nivra Ha'olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam stopped speaking Kivyachol on Shabbos. So therefore, for us, speaking is like the most important thing on Shabbos. That's what the Maver Yabok writes in the Hakdama. And the Chaya Adam, in his Hakdama to the Zichru Toras Moshe, he develops based on the Zohar that you could violate the Isra Chutzah. It's like carrying. If you say the wrong words, it comes out of your word, out of your mouth wrong. Right? Meaning, they are saying that Dibur is like the Iker on Shabbos. The Ritva is saying Punkt Vakert. The Ritva writes over here that because B'Devar Hashem Shamayim Na'asu, therefore Dibur cannot be a Malacha on Shabbos. You can't violate a Malacha Al Yedei Dibur. Malacha has to be by Asiyah. I think that's the way we could understand the Ritva. Don't include those three in Bereshis, right? I don't include the ones that says Malacha Savoda because that's Yontiv, not Shabbos. And I don't include the ones in Bereshis because that is Dibur of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This leads to a very important question, which is humorous, but it's a good way to start this man. Can you violate Malacha Al Yedei Dibur? Let me give you examples. There's an Isser of Makib Apatish. According to many Rishayim, if I'm Mafresh Trumas and Maisris, I violate this in Makib Apatish. Let's say I'm Mafresh Trumas and Maisris, just Al Yedei Dibur.
Maybe it's Chava Machshava.
Huh?
It's Chava Machshava.
It's Chava Machshava even. So it could be that everybody holds that the Machshava, it's not a Malacha. But Al Yedei Dibur, perhaps it is worse. Perhaps it is a Malacha. One, again, it could be it's the same question in terms of do you really need Asiyah to violate Nisra on Shabbos? But we have this idea elsewhere, no? How did the Mun get to be in the 613 Torah Avenue tapes, right? They have that all of the flavors of food in the world you could taste in the Mun, right? And if you want pizza pie, ice cream, no? Any of you listen to 613 Torah Avenue when you're kids? But the point is that the Mun got its flavors when people would say, I want it to taste like this. And the Mun, you didn't really have to do anything to it. If I wanted the Mun to grind, it would grind on its own. I would say grind. It's like mom's just speaking to Siri, right? Right? You say, Siri, Right? Grinds the lung for me. And it grinds. But the Torah tells me that you have to be v'haya bayom hashishi v'hechino es asher yavi'u es asher tofu eifu asher tivash lo bashelu, meaning prepare everything with covered Shabbos. But one second, why do I have to do the baking with covered Shabbos if I'm going to be baking on Shabbos just by speaking to my man? I'm going to be baking. Why do I have to do it Erev Shabbos? You get the impression, and you think I'm crazy, but the Bali HaTosfos on Chumash are bothered by this kasha. The Bali HaTosfos on Chumash, again, the best write-up on this, he's interested like in all these weird things. In the Chavatzelas HaSharon, in Chumash Shmos, page 305. You guys know the Sefer Chavatzelas HaSharon, no? Like Shai Schechter, like when I learned with him, when we had a question, he'd like send the Shaila to the Chavetz Hashon, he'd like write back, like email, like in 20 minutes. It's like Mashiach going with Gavrusa. Chick, check, boom. The guy like write the answers. So Chavetz Hashon has a whole discussion. He points out the Bali HaTosfos in Parashas Baha'aloscha is bothered by this kasha. If you hold that you cannot violate Malacha B'dibor, and you can't violate malacha b'sheva ta'asa, let's say. You have to have asiya to do malacha. So then why do they have to prepare everything before Shabbos? This mahalach, by the way, is relevant. The Beis Meir asked the question to the Chassam Sofer. Why do you need special isurim for amira l'nachri on Shabbos? Maybe it's a din of malacha, that when the guy does malacha for me, there's like shlichus, and we paskin that there's shaliach l'dvar avera by goyim, let's say. So he says, well, you can't violate malacha on Shabbos ba'amira. That's what it says in the Kibbutz Chassam Sofer to answer this kasha. But this whole question is not pashut. The Ritva by us, I would argue, is saying that there is no such thing as a malacha al yedei dibor, and that's why we exclude those that are found in Parashas Bereishis. But we have other sources that seem to indicate that you can violate a malacha al yedei dibor. Again, this is just a humorous way to begin the semester, but that doesn't mean it's not fun. It certainly is Yaffa. It's closer to Yaffa than to MS. I'll say it like that. Yes, sir.
Does the Ritva say
Dibur
or Dibur Hashem?
But the Ritva says that we don't include it because B'Devar Hashem Shamayim Na'asu. Now, right, one could learn that what the Ritva is saying is that that's stuff that the Ribbono Shel Olam did and Malach has to be stuff that we do. Enochanami. You could say that, but...
It's fine.
But then I don't have a shear to give. Hey, so in order the shame mitzvah shear, so we'll say it this way. This discussion comes up, by the way. Parshas Vayelech says that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, he wrote Sifrei Torah, one for each of the Shvatim. No. Now the day Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter is Shabbos. The Chidos Bada Baikasha. How did he write Sifrei Torah on Shabbos? So the Chida writes, he didn't really write the Sefer Torah as in writing. What he did is there was a pen. It's almost like something out of Fantasia. And he speaks to the pen, and it writes the Sefer Torah. And the Chida has a whole shtickle Torah about how you're mekayin the mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah, ayde hashba'as hakomos, but you're not in violation of the Isra Malacha on Shabbos. Again, if you want to have fun... What? Well, I didn't hear you, Navy.
Isn't the Sefer Torah a puzzle?
No, so apparently there's a different Haggadah of what's considered Ksiva for a Ksiva Sefer Torah and what's considered Ksiva for the Isser of Kol Sefer Shabbos. Right? That's already, again, there's a, you can have a ton of fun with this stuff. The Chavetzos HaSharon, here, page 305 in Shemos, he decides to talk about this Ma'arichos. Just because it's cool. Okay, so you see the piece, Asiyas Malacha, they Dibur, something like that. So that's one question. Let's talk about more serious stuff. Tosfos concludes.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Isn't it strange to like exclude Malacha by Yom Tiv and by Maisa Bereishis, like, and then have a machlokas about Yosef? Like,
no, I mean, well, that's a machlokas just pashup shot. What was Yosef intending to do? Was he intending to do an Aveira or not? But yeah, what's that have to do with Shabbos? The whole thing.
Right, like if we're excluding all of those, like why would anybody include Yosef's Malachto? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Apparently, like for some reason, the Gemara is counting the number of times it says there were Malacha in the Chumash. I'm not sure. If you look, by the way, in the back of the Gemara, just to have a little more fun, in the back of the Gemara, there's like a Haggah of the Mar at Kohen. Again, I was really looking for new stuff to say last night. So you look in the Haggah of the Mara Kohen in the back of the Gemara. So he points out that there's like a Gezerah Shava because the Torah writes in Parshas Peshas, Vayichal Elokim Bayayim Ashri Malachto Asher Osa. And it says, Vayichal Moshe's HaMalacha, the same word Vayichal. And there's a third time that it says Vayichal by Vayichal Adaber Ito, by Avram Avinu and the Bris Bin Absarim. So the word Vayichal, it's Mamar sounds like a Baal HaTur in Mon Chumash. The word Vayichal appears three times in Chumash. It's interesting that there is a Din Malacha, apparently, by all three of these times. Right? There's Malacha, Vayichal, Lakim, by Yamashim, Malachta, Yashar, Osa, right? Is the Rabban Shem is doing Malacha. Vayichal Moshe's HaMalacha, they finished the Malachas HaMishkan. And by Avram Avinu, right, Vayichal Adabri Ito, that's by the Bris Bin Absarim, and Chazal said the Bris Bin Absarim happened on Yom HaKippurim. So the Isser Malach, that word Vayichal, which indicates that there's an Isser Malach, again, this is just what the Ma'ar Kohen on the back of the Gemara writes, that word Vayichal that it says three times in Chumash, but it teaches me there's an Isser Malacha on Yom HaKippurim also. That's his approach. Again, this stuff is just creative. It's creative. Okay. Zozain. So let's get back to more serious stuff. Two approaches in the Gemara. How do you know the number 39? Do you know it because of what was done in the Mishkan, or do you know it because of the times it says Malacha in Chumash? The Hanukha of Tosfos is that it's all the same, and everyone is learning from the Mishkan. Ba'acharei kechos hakol, Tosfos says that our Gemara sounds like there's a machlokes, which would mean that there's an opinion that is not learning from the Mishkan. There's an opinion that the number 39 malachos is, and if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh's Sitot of our Tosfos, Tosfos HaRosh has this lashon. The number 39 is because these are the malachos chashuvos. There are 39 actions that me'eza siba shehi are considered to be the most significant actions. Chazal had some svara that they figure out that these 39 labors are the most serious labors in the world. Okay, that's interesting. That's really a wild idea, though, no? That would mean that it's entirely possible that I'm not learning malachos from the Mishkan. Everywhere else in Shas, you do. Well, it could be that everywhere else in Shas, we're just going according to the man, the Amar, who learns from the Mishkan. Right? It's possible that there's a machlo, and the Tosfos HaRosh is setting it up just in terms of elaborating on the idea that our Tosfos says. Our Tosfos's maskana is that there has to be a machlokas. If there's a machlokas, that really indicates that there's a possibility that we are not learning malachos from what was done in the Mishkan. That the source of malachos might be somehow some sort of svaradik type of some type of svaradik idea, which things are more chashuv than others. Right, that's the end of the Tosfos HaRosh when he is mitzatek this Tosfos. He just says that these are the malachos chashuvos. Tosus entertained this idea. There's a line in the middle of our Tosus where he says, Ein Lomar, don't tell me that these 39 are more chashuv. So this ends up being something that's worth focusing on. Perhaps this question is relevant to halacha. You know, we'll talk in a few minutes about the Rashi versus the Reb Haigon. Right? The Eglay Tal in his Hakdama points out that according to the Shita of Rashi, we learn Malachos only from the construction of the Mishkan, not from the Avodos that were done inside the Mishkan. And right, in other words, I'm not learning Malachos, let's say, from the fact that they Shechti Karbanis in the Mishkan. I'm not learning Malachos from the fact that they baked the Lechem Haponim. I'm learning Malachos from the fact that they built a Mishkan. And they had to slaughter animals to get skins to make the structure of the Mishkan. There's a big machlokes Rashi in the Reb Haigon. Am I learning malachos from the construction of the Mishkan or from the avodos that were done inside the Mishkan? Let's take Bona. Bona is one of the 39 malachos. We have a principle in Shas of Ein Binyan B'Kelam. No? Tosfos, however, develops a Yesod that there is Binyan Gomor by Kelam. Right? Tosfos says, Asiyas Kol HaKli. Right? This is a Tosfos on Kuf Beis on the Beis. Tosfos says, if I put an entire Keli together, Mitchila itself, I'm in violation of the Isser Bona. Rashi disagrees categorically. Rashi says there's no binyan b'kelam at all. Tosfos holds elsewhere in Shas that there's an iser bona if I build a mechitza hamateres. If I want to make that person wants to have tashmish hamita, you can't have tashmish hamita when there's sperm in the room, you build a mechitza, right? It enables you to do an activity that you couldn't do otherwise. Mechitza hamateres, according to Tosfos, that's bona. Rashi says there's no din of bona. One could argue that this depends on our hakira that we just said. If we're learning from Asiyas HaMishkan, only the stuff that's done in the Mishkan is really a problem. But if I'm saying that I'm learning from Malachos that are called Choshuv, so then one could argue that I define Chashivos in the sense of, okay, you build an entire keli, that's clearly chashuv. You make a mechitza materis, that's clearly a maisa chashuv, saying you're going to be chayiv. Again, bigadol. Now, bigadol, I think you can put all of this together, perhaps. I'm not sure what to do. The maskana of Tosfos seems to be, if I put it with the Tosfos Harash, that there's a din, not in learning from the Mishkan, but malacha are those activities which are really chashuv, and we look at stuff with our external vision. Jake, how are you?
Doing okay.
So far.
I think, I don't know if I've been convinced yet, but somebody could possibly convince me that Tosfos thinks that these two opinions argue to the point where one mamish doesn't learn from the Mishkan.
Yes.
I don't think anybody can convince me that Tosfos paskins that opinion against all the stamas and Shas.
Again,
therefore, it would be difficult for me to say.
Listen, I would say like this. I'd say the majority of the Gemaras and Shas are clearly learning from the Mishkan. Right? The Gemara says, how come the Tana says Ofe, right? Etc. So, Sidur de Pas, right? The Gemaras. There are many Gemaras that seem to say that we're learning from the Mishkan.
So it would be hard for me to say that Tosfos would pass on the opinion to say that to ask a mechitza materes, and it's totally understand that Tosfos passes that way because of this.
In the Hanami, but at least Tosfos is open to the possibility that Malachos are not learned from the Mishkan. Once I'm open to that possibility, so I could say that Chashivos is the governing factor, and it doesn't need
according to my number, we don't pass it under any circumstances.
No. In other words, I would say that that second opinion sheds light, perhaps because something is chashuv, it becomes a tolda. that the chashivas hamaisa alone becomes a tolda, perhaps. Right? And maybe that's how we pass it. But it's not shayach that an activity which would be an av malacha, according to one opinion in the Shas, is going to be only usher midrabanon according to another opinion. Because we have all that space in between called toldos.
Not feasible that some of
the right. In other words, according to the second opinion, I'm not learning from. According to the second opinion, I learned from Chashiva Samaisa. So binyan bekelim is mamish and av malacha. Right? If I binyan gomer by kelim is mamish and av malacha, that's a maisa chashuv. So it can't be that the other opinion would say, oh yeah, it's only aser midrabanan, because it has to be at least a tolda. If one opinion says it's an av. So the bar plukta is just saying it's not an av.
I don't even understand what that means. Why can't there be machlokas between whether something is an av or even mutter? We have machlokas in things that are isuri d'araisa on avos malachos, whether it's also d'araisa or whether it's
mutter. So the first principle of Talmudic metaphysics is that we try to minimize the dispute.
Right. But sometimes you have beferosh machlokas where somebody says something's an isuri d'araisa and you violate an av malach and somebody else says mutter.
Again, sometimes we have, and each time we have that, it's a problem. It's more likely, right? Again, you agree with me that it's more likely that the machlokas is narrower rather
we'll
than...
We'll try to do that if under, you know, all other factors aside, but all other factors, it's not even a kasha in Shabbos. We have it all the time.
Right. We do have it. Okay, again, I'm just developing this idea that it's possible that we are not learning... Right? It's possible that we are not learning from the Mishkan. Such a possibility exists. Not only does it exist, you know, I don't know if we paskin that way. If anything, the Gemara says Tana Kamanda Amar that we learn from the Mishkan, right? But
and you have all the stomach of shas everywhere else.
And you have all the stomach of shas everywhere else. And the Chanami. But okay. Let me go back to one other. Yes.
How does this relate to the Machlokas Rashi and Paigon that everybody started with?
I thought so. Let's go a step back. In Rashi holds that I learned from the Asiyas HaMishkan. The Rav Haigoin says that I'm learning even from the activities that were done in the Mishkan. And that's why Rashi and Daf Tzadi Beis quotes from Rav Haigoin that when the Mishnah says that if you carry biyamin, bismol, etc., right, so Rav Haigoin says because they have the shemen and the Yayin and right, the Shemen, the Nesachim, etc. One is in the right hand, one's in the left hand. Reb Haigon is learning from the activities that were done in the Mishkan. According to Rashi, I learn only from Asiyas HaMishkan itself. So I could argue that Binyan Bekalim is not Binyan because, okay, and I have to throw a step in. Because the Mishkan itself is only the structure, not the kelim. Right? You have to add a step. Right? The step is that there's a dispute between Rashi and between the Rambam and the Ramban, right? About what exactly, when the Torah says, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti besochon, what is the mitzvah of binyan hamikdash? Does that mitzvah of binyan hamikdash mean build a building? Where does that mitzvah binyan hamikdash mean build a place to do avoda?
Not all kelim are the same with regards to that chakira, no?
Slowly?
Not all kelim are going to be the same with regards to that chakira, no?
Not all kelim are going to be the same because certain kelim, like the aron, etc., no one did anything with the aron. That's right. Right? And that's a split that the Ravid makes.
Also, the Mizbeach.
The Mizbeach, they did stuff on the Mizbeach. Right, they did avodas on the mizbeach. The point is that the Rambam holds that the kelim are bechlal hamikdash, because the Rambam holds that fundamentally the mikdash is a makom of avoda. The Ramban, however, in his hakdama to Chumash Mos, the Ramban alludes to this also. The Ramban assumes that the construction of the Mishkan is a hemsheikh of hashras hashchina that happened on Har Sinai. Meaning the building itself is significant, even without the avoda that was done in the building. To say what I'm trying to say within Rashi, you have to say that Rashi is learning only from the building of the Mishkan, not from the kelim in the Mishkan. because there is an inyan of building a mishkan kishala atzmo. I think you have to say something along those lines.
What does that have to do with Debbie's chashivas for, no?
In other words, the Rashi would be say, so then...
They both seem to be...
That's another way. In other words, Enochanami. You could say that there's Binyan Gomor by Kalim because you hold that Binyan is learned from Asiyas HaMishkan, and you hold that Kalim is also part of the Mishkan. Right? I think that possibility is also... I think you could also say it that way. That you hold it. Now, the Rambam might... The Rambam learns from Haskomas HaMishkan, and the Rambam holds that Binyan Gomer by Kalim is true, is Chayiv. And that's because the Rambam holds that the Kalim are Bechlal HaMishkan. Again, I apologize if this is too much pilpul. I'm sorry. This is just, we're going to learn for real. This is kind of hakdama stuff. For me, this is fun. So let's go back. So we have two hakiras, or three hakiras. within the three separate balls that we're rotating, right? We're juggling three things. One is the source of malacha. Is that from the Mishkan or not? That's a machlekes in the Gemara according to Taisus. The other issue that we're dealing with is whether you can violate, if it is from the Mishkan, what is the Mishkan? That's like 1A. Is the Mishkan Kalim also, or is it not Kalim?
Is the Asiyas HaMishkan a Kalim or not?
So there is, within learning from the Mishkan, what is the Mishkan, right? And also, do you learn from the Mishkan in the sense of the Avodos Hana'asim B'Mishkan? That's another...
Wait, if you hold Avodos Hana'asim, it's impossible to hold Kalim, right?
Kalim. Well, no, I can hold Kalim also because Avodas Hanasim B'Mishkan, everyone holds that building of the Mishkan itself is going to be a source of malacha, but I still have to define what's the Mishkan, right? I'm just like throwing possibilities out. We have another question that we discussed. Can you violate malacha al yedei dibor? Right? That question, perhaps, we can connect to the Lashon of the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah to me in Ayin Gimel. What are the 39 malachas, gentlemen?
Is everybody pointing to the camera?
No, I don't know where I'm pointing. I'm a conductor, so I just like move my finger back and forth. Da 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 dum, da 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 dum. Right? I don't know. That's Beethoven's Fifth, by the way. Yeah. But what's the Lashon HaMishnah, gentlemen? Abon Malachos.
So Avos Malachos.
Hazorei Hachoresh Hakotzer. Ma'amer. Right. Okay. So great. Look at the Rambam in Parak Zion. How does the Rambam say it? I'm sure the Chavos HaShon has it somewhere.
Malachos hide on a land, skila, the carved mason, or corban chatas for Shavel, may hand a rose and handle those. Uminan call a vote in Lachos, Arbain Chazarachat, the Elohim. Uminan call a vote, or Malachos, Arbain Chazarachat, the Elohim.
Okay, so what's the difference between the way the Mishnah says it? The Mishnah says Hachoresh Hakotzer Hazorea, and the Rambam writes Hacharisha Hakitzira Hazaria. Right.
So this always bothered me because I've heard it both ways for so many years.
But is it the Poel or the Pu'ula? The Mishnah says it's about the Poel. Right? The Mishnah says hachoresh, hakotzer. Right? The Rambam has the lashon on the pe'ula. So in there is a sefer which I don't believe we have in the new Gluck base medrash, but it's on shelf number 8 in the old base medrash, called the Magen Avos. The Magen Avos is a sefer written by Reb Mordechai Benet.
It's on the shelf with Meiri.
Oh, it's on the shelf
with Meiri.
He literally asked me today. He's like, "Why is this?"
No, that's a different Magen Avos.
Magen
Avos that the Meiri wrote, which is to defend the Minhagim of Provence against the Minhagim of Northern France.
I think it was the wrong Magen Avos.
So it could be the wrong one. That's something that and that could be. That would be great, actually, if it's in the space major. It's an important sefer. The Magen Avos was written by Reb Mordechai Benet, who was the Rav of Nikolsburg. Reb Mordechai Benet in the Magen Avos is sensitive to this diak. How come the Rambam says, right, on the pu'ula, not on the payel? So he says, well, that's because, according to the Rambam, Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Guf is Chayiv, and therefore you don't need the Kavana. So if Harisha itself is Aser, even if it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Guf, even if you don't have full focus, it's going to be Aser. But, right, the Rambam Parak Aleph Malacha Zayin says Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Guf is Chayiv. But if you hold Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Guf is Potter, so then you say Hachoy Reish, the one who's doing it, it's like a teleological act, right, with Kavana, yeah.
Isn't the missionary phrase this way for the Almanas? You can't do Almanas on the Shema Pu'ula. Right? You can't say, Fira Almanas, it's Hatofer Almanas.
So I want to talk about that tomorrow, Mir right, Hashem.
But that's why the grammar has to be that way.
I want to talk about that tomorrow, but just like before we get to the details, the fact is the Mishnah says it on the Po'el, not on the Pu'ula. And it could be that the Rambam has it on the Pu'ula because the Rambam is saying Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Guf is Chayiv. However, according to our Mahalach, it might be that Po'el versus Pu'ula depends on whether you can violate a mice, whether you can violate a Melacha on Shabbos without the action. Hachoresh means you are the one who's Chayresh. If I do it, I'm not the one who's doing it. If I do it, I say hashbaz hashem. I'll do it. Like it just happens on its own. So maybe I can't be chayiv, perhaps. But if it's hacharisha, that means that this action called harisha is a poisonous act, right? As opposed to just that the one who does it is considered, right?
Did you ever try to find it? It's a chefsa on a maisa.
I'm saying it's an iser. I don't think it's a chafza. I'm saying that the pu'ula is asura. If I'm chay, again, this would be wild because that would mean I could be chayiv on grumma.
Right. Well, I'd say, what about grumma?
Yeah, it's kind of. It sounds a little too wild. I'll agree with that. Let's just deal with one last question, which is the formulation of the Mishnah, Arba'im Chaser Achas, is strange. Now, Rashi on Mem Tes is sensitive to this. And Rashi says, at least according to the Manda Omer that we learn from the times in the Torah, it says Malacha. So I have a 40th, but we're excluding it. Right? Rashi has this on our Gemara, and we're kind of throwing it out. We're dismissing it. According to the other opinion, why does the Mishnah say Abaim Chaser Achas? Right? That Lashon is a little bit funny. So, not exactly clear. It could be that the Chaser Achas is because there's one Malacha. I don't know if you remember Sesame Street as a kid. We said things, one of these things is not like the others. One of these things is just not the same, right?
I've never seen a Sesame Street, but maybe it's quite enough times in Shear that the idea is known.
Okay.
Maybe when we have a Shear Masiba, we'll play the
We have to have something like that. But it could be that there are two parts of the Malacha of Hotza'ah that we just include as one. There's Hotsa'a Mirishas HaYechol Rishas HaRabim, and then there's Maver Dalet Amis in Rishas HaRabim, which are both a Malach of Hotsa'a. Ran tells me on our Mishnah that Maver Dalet Amis in Rishas HaRabim is also Hotsa'a because Dalet Amis is considered my Makom, and the Malach of Hotsa'a is if I go from my Makom to another Makom, and Dalet Amis is my area. So Maver Dalet Amis and Rishas HaRabim is the same thing as regular Hotsa'a according to the Ran. But one could also argue that Maver Dalet Amis and Rishas HaRabim is different fundamentally than Hotsa'a, but it's the same. So it's Arba'im Chaser Achas, in the sense of that there are two Malachos that are called Hotsa'a, two tiers within Hotsa'a.
I say house for two
old dogs. So again,
I thought Rabbi was going to say something else because on in the Braisa on Memtes it says Rishus Arachu Rabim to Rishus Yachid and Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim.
And it says Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid there for Rishus Rabim also.
Right. So like only three.
Right. So the Gemara in Daf Memtes does not say Dalet Amis and Rishus Rabim, does it?
No.
Right. Which is also interesting. Right, Maver Dalet Amis and Rishus HaRabim is Usser. The Gemara Memtes is not quoting that one. It is somehow it's conspicuously absent.
Why would this get quoted as a 40th though?
So I would say it's like a sniff of regular Hotsa'a.
You can't all of them together. All the things that
end. Same shear.
We'll call it a malacha. We'll call it this is an av and this is an av. You got up to like 50 or something between all the bodies in your shalom.
Yeah, so I can end up with 50. I can end up with like hundreds. I mean, that's right. Ufa, the problem. I just think that I know Maver Dalet Amis and Rishus HaRabim is a significant thing. And I have a kasha. How come it's not listed as a separate av?
Why should we list as a rabbi? We have two chataos.
I mean, perhaps. I mean, again, the Ran is bothered by this kasha. How come we don't say Maver Dalet Amis and Rishus HaRabim? And the Ran answer is because it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai HaMefareshes. Maybe for tomorrow we should look at that Ran and analyze it. But perhaps that's part of our answer as to how come we say 40 minus 1 instead of 39, which is just a strange lashon. I want to, we're going to move on to the regular Malachos. I might want to do one more fun shear before we get there, but perhaps we've had enough fun for a whole semester and now we have to get serious. Okay, Chevra, have a great day.
Andy.
Yes.